Hello, everybody. This is Marshall Poe. I'm the founder and editor of the New Books Network. I've published several academic books, and one of the things I found frustrating is my inability to get them picked up in the press. There really is no PR service specifically oriented toward academic books. Recently, however, I had the opportunity to work with a PR firm in New York, RLM, on a book that I recently published. And I have to say, they did a remarkable job at a very low price. And this got me thinking, I wonder if the New Books Network and RLM could provide a service that would promote academic books. So the folks at RLM and I put our heads together and we came up with a package. It is specifically targeted toward people like you, people who write academic books. So if you're interested, you should go to the NBN website and click publish your book, and there you'll find some information about the services that the NBN and RLM are offering. What we really want to do is provide you with value for money. As far as we know, no such service exists. This is the first of its kind, and we really hope it is successful, and we hope that it helps you get the word out about your academic book.
This is Susan Robb for New Books Network. I'm talking with Suzanne Gibbs Taylor, who's publisher of Gibbs Smith and who has some magnificent books out, very particularly for young children. Suzanne, thank you for joining me. I wanted to talk with you about Gibbs Smith in general and also some about your baby lit line. So first of all, what kinds of books does Gibbs Smith publish?
Well, overall, we have our main core categories, which are home reference, children's, and cooking. And within that, although we do like to add on our list some books that we call kind of opportunities, which could be things that fit, you know, with humor, inspiration, and that sort of thing, our mission statement is to enrich and inspire humankind. So we kind of seek out things within those categories and then maybe even out and about in the world that might also support that ideal. So we've been doing this for almost 50 years now out of our little barn office here in Layton, Utah, and have been built a successful business on hopefully trying to perpetuate that ideal. So
now I have told you I'm completely smitten with your baby lit line. So where did the idea for baby lit come from?
You know, it's kind of one of those lightning strike moments where you're looking at market and opportunities and what's going on in the world. And we were kind of looking at that and saying, you know, classic literature still is a perpetual seller. There are people doing a lot of different things with it still, and they are becoming bestsellers. It was a time when Pride and Prejudice and Zombies was coming out, and we were just like, oh, what is it that we could do that would fill a niche in the marketplace that hadn't been filled yet? And it was just kind of like one of those, again, lightning strike moments where it says, we should do classic literature for babies and make them in board book form. There weren't people doing that at that point. There have now been other adapters to that concept. And so from there, it was just, we had that idea, let's roll it out quickly. And we were fortunate enough to find a very talented team between Jennifer Adams, the writer, and Allison Oliver, the designer and illustrator of them, who could respond quickly and create books that definitely delivered on the concept. We also felt like if we could add a primer concept, which is very common in a lot of the board books for children, you know, whether it was counting or colors, where it taught something as well as conveyed certain nuances and concepts from the stories, that would be good. They weren't developed to necessarily be a Cliff Notes version of the books. They're really meant to be just that early introduction to classic literature and classic authors. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's I remember just absolutely stopping short in a gift store when I first saw them, and you just can't believe that Pride and Prejudice and Moby Dick are in board book form.
Right. Yeah. And there's people that don't believe. I mean, early on we had resistors, but very quickly they came on board because they realized that it was resonating with a lot of the mothers out there, mothers and dads who wanted to, and families who wanted to just, you know, step it up a little bit with their education of their children from even very, very early on.
Yeah. And what struck me too, and if there are other titles you want to mention, but what struck me too, when I looked at it, they're so sort of soft in the presentation and yet sophisticated and very quiet. It's not what you might have imagined with these kinds of books.
Right. They're not, you know, there's a lot of bright, colorful, more mass merch looking children's products out there and children's books, which is great. There's a place for that as well. But the baby lit is really meant to be much more artistic and design oriented and just more sophisticated way to curate those classics. I mean, Allison's art is so brilliant and so wonderful and has resonated with so many different markets. It speaks to the type of person who's attracted to a really high quality type of product.
And some do talk about time periods. So Can you talk about those a little bit as well?
The extended one that we've done now, that are you talking about the...
The alphabet.
Sorry, the Vias for Vittles series?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so that kind of evolved. That's with another illustrator and writer, Greg Paprocki, because we thought, okay, what else? You know, our tagline for BabyLit was, you know, tools and ways to teach your children classic literature, but also to become brilliant babies. So when you think, you know, every parent wants their child to be brilliant. And early on, you know, that advanced, even as a toddler, you want to expose them to things that might be more sophisticated and interesting and have a little bit more depth to it. So we thought, okay, we've dealt with classic literature. What other things would be interesting and important to start sharing with your children, even at that young age? So we talked about historical time periods. So Greg actually introduced his line, which complements the BabyLit line then, because then it speaks to history and talks about different historical periods, whether it be the Stone Age or mid-century or medieval. You know, we've even done the 60s and Industrial Revolution and Victorian. Those types of eras that kind of, again, just give you the primer element dealing with the ABCs so that they have touch points that not only resonate with their parents, hopefully then they can instill that same love for things with their kids. So,
and you also have Edgar Allan Poe for very little kids.
Yes. You know, that came from the wonderful mind of Jennifer Adams. She has been a classic literature fan and a Poe lover forever, and she came up with this unique little character, Edgar, who is, of course, a raven, and developed a really fun little story with him as a character repeating the phrase nevermore. And of course he is quite a mischievous little raven who, you know, gets into trouble, but yet his mother always, you know, always will come at the end and says that she'll love him evermore, you know, so it kind of plays off of that. And then it extended to Edgar in the Treehouse of Usher and Edgar in the Tattletale Heart. So he just kind of continues his adventures through that very cute little character that Jennifer put together, and that was, you know, wonderfully illustrated by Ron Stuckey. And so those are, you know, those have also been as board books and picture books with a little bit, you know, because it is a little bit more complicated story. So
now another book that had, or group of books that had jumped out at me when I saw them at the Bologna Book Fair were the All Aboard Travel books.
Yes. So again, extending from, you know, what do other babies do? Well, if you want to teach your kids, you want to travel with them. You want to teach them of other places and the types of things that are unique to those areas and places. So we started with All Aboard California and All Aboard London, and have since expanded to New York City, Washington, D.C., Paris, Pacific Northwest, as well as a national parks one. And each one of those have a primer element as well. Some are travel, some are French, some are landscapes or city primers that deal with the specific things that you might see in that place. Found a great husband, wife, artist, writer team who run a company called Lucy Darling that really executed on that very, very well. So Haley and Kevin Myers are their names, and Haley's art is just wonderful.
And lastly, in the future, what are your plans? You're going to be going older a little bit, aren't you?
Yeah, so, you know, we have built quite a direct-to-consumer market with BabyLit, and what they all keep saying is, okay, my children are now growing up to the next level, but I still want to share more of the classics with them. Can you give me more of a next-level reader for that that's maybe in between a board book and a picture book? So what we've done is create BabyLit storybooks, which literally is a retelling of the book or the classic story for children that also includes some of the quotes from the original works. And so, they're a little bit longer. They have, like I said, more story to them, more development with that. They're 30 pages. They're larger case-bound stiff pages. So they're that little jump between board book and picture book still a little sturdier with art from Annabelle Tempest, who is a UK artist that we've worked with to launch those. So again, they're just, you know, an extension of that age group to say, okay, now here's a little bit more of the story now that you're getting a little older. So
for artists and authors, can people approach you to look to publish with the house? Do you accept books?
Absolutely. You know, we're always accepting new things. I would say with the BabyLit brand, we're a little bit more particular and actually, you know, a little bit more protective of the brand. And, you know, we get inundated with people who would like to be part of you know, doing the core classic literature ones. So, you know, we have a great team on that. So really more would be things that could expand beyond that. You know, what else do you, is important for children to learn? Maybe there's a food element or you know, understanding things like that, or the arts or things like that. So, yeah, I mean, we're always open to looking at new things from different creatives.
And where can people find out more about the publishing house and the kinds of things you publish?
You know, on our website, gibbs-smith.com, and there's also a submissions guidelines page that they can go to and see all of our books and products and contact us if they feel like they have something to contribute or just want to add to their BabyLit line. And there's also BabyLit.com, which specifically deals with all the BabyLit titles. So
great. So I hope people will look for all of that. Well, thank you, Suzanne, for joining me. And hope everybody continues to be excited about the line. I think they have plenty of reasons to be. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.